Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, the Goddess Queen, and we are here for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. I know it's been a while. I know you've missed me because I have missed you. But it's time for us to get back on track and get our spiritual flow going. So today, we are actually going to talk about getting to know you. I know we've had conversations about getting to know you, but I want to dive a bit deeper into that and talk about self-worth plus self-accountability. I know that gets somebody already. Let's talk about self-worth. See, when you think about self-worth, you have to understand your importance to yourself. Hear that again. You have to understand your importance to yourself. How much do you care for yourself? Do you put yourself first sometimes because in certain situations, it's the best thing to do? If not, that's okay. But you have to understand that this life was meant for you to live abundantly. This life was meant for you to find a way to live your best possible life ever. Now, this is not saying that there aren't going to be things that come your way. But what we're saying is that you have to know, right, within your heart of hearts, that you are worthy of everything that you have planned. You are worthy of your dreams, your goals, and your aspirations. If you want a six-figure job, you're worthy. If you want an awesome relationship and a great family with a bunch of kids, you can have that. Want to know why? Because you're worthy. Understand your self-worth. Just because you are not where you want to be right now in your life, if that's the case, it's okay. Because your worth is what's important, and understanding that you have all the power and the tools that you need to get there is key. Now, when we're talking about self-worth, it goes hand in hand with our friend, accountability. So let's take a second to talk about self-accountability. Ooh, when you even say the phrase, take a moment and just stop what you're doing and say, self-accountability. On three. One, two, three. Now, how did you feel when you said that? The word accountability should spark something in you. Want to know why? Because as humans, it is our innate nature to want to understand why. Okay? When you understand that, you understand what accountability is. Accountability is your brain understanding the why behind something that you did, said, or thought. You have to be accountable for yourself in all ways. Now, for most people, they think of accountability in superficial ways, but be real with yourself. Really sit down and ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? If you know that every time you go into the kitchen, instead of putting the trash in the trash can, you take it and you leave it on the counter. Right there, that shows two things about you. It shows that you have some lazy tendencies and that you're messy. Now, can you look at yourself and say that? See, because when you can point out your areas of growth and the areas that you need to be accountable for, taking responsibility for the things that you've said, done, or thought, it changes how you actually experience the situation. Taking accountability is saying, I understand what happened. This is what happened. And I take full responsibility for the good and the bad that may come from it. That's what accountability is. So when you're talking about self-growth, self-worth, and accountability together, your worth goes hand in hand with accountability, as I said earlier. See, somebody that's going to be accountable for what they do, normally you will notice that they have a high level of self-worth within themselves. They trust themselves. They respect themselves. That just means that they understand that life happens. But first things first, I've got to love and respect and cherish me. When I can love and respect and cherish me, it'll make me overall a better person and able to see a bit clearer. If you can see more clearly, that gives you the ability to be able to have something that we all need, which is discernment. Discernment is your ability to be able to weigh out a situation. When we take that discernment and we put it towards self-accountability, that means being your own best critic. Go in and evaluate these situations that are causing you so much stress and harm and angst and unhappiness. Evaluate them. Even if it's not a negative situation, but you still need a little bit of clarity, you still need to be able to be accountable. Take the situation and dissect it. Look at it for what it is and truly ask yourself, what did I do to contribute to this? And if you have to do it, say it over and over to yourself. What have I done to contribute to this? What have I done to contribute to this? If you can genuinely sit back and say that you've done nothing to contribute to this situation going in a way that you did not want it to, if you get done evaluating and you start to notice that you're able to actually clearly pinpoint areas or situations or just logical things that you can see in the situation, take a moment to write those things down and see what you could have done to make the situation better, make the situation change, or just even make the situation align with your spiritual path. At the end of the day, it is all about you and what you've decided is best for you. That's where self-worth and accountability come from. Because once you have self-worth in play, it will be easy for you to take accountability for your situations and take accountability for what you have done and to be able to clearly make a plan. And that's what this is all about. A plan. A plan to get you to where you truly want to be in life. Feeling your best at your absolute. Okay? Abundance is for all. It's time that we align ourselves with it. Oh, y'all. We're just getting started. 2023 is going to be packed with so much good things for you. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to get to the bottom of a lot of a lot of parts in our life, parts in life that go untended. I thank you so much for joining me. I thank you for being a part of the fam. Is going to be all about our success. I thank you again so much for joining me. Namaste, Ashe, Amen.